We're doing the Seder HaDorot, and the Seder HaDorot, Rav Halperin says, Ata kore yedidi v'tzvi cheshki, you the reader, my good friend, and the strength of my desire, dalecha ki atoelet yediyat HaDorot rabu. I want you to know that there's tremendous benefit from knowing history. Kasher besamuch yitber, as will be clarified shortly. ואם תורתנו הקדושה שאין בה יתורות וקוץ. And if our holy Torah that doesn't have an extra letter nor an extra point, התחיל מבראשית, our Torah begins with Bereshis, the beginning of world history, שלא היה צריך אלא בשביל רינון אומות. The only reason it was necessary to begin with Bereshit is so that when the nations speak against us, the UN and everyone else, so then, שלא יאמרו לסתים אתם, they shouldn't be able to claim against us, ah, you guys are bandits. כל שכן ידיעת הדורות ממש, certainly, knowing actual history, כל גופי התורה וההלכה פסוקה נתברר על ידי זה. All of the bodies of Torah and Halacha are clarified through this, שמן הצורך להיות רושם בלב כל נבון. So undoubtedly, any intelligent person has to have a mark in his heart with world history, with history. אם הראשונים שליבם יפתוח כפתרו של היכל ואולם, וטובת ציפונן של ראשונים מקרסן של אחרונים כאשר יוכח מן בירה במסכת יומא. If the earlier generations, that their hearts were wide open like the heichal and the ulam, and the Talmud says the nail, the fingernail of the early generations was bigger than the stomachs of the latter generations, they asked the rabbi in Talmud Yuma, prove it. They said, I'll prove it. They had a temple. We don't. So obviously we're nowhere near them. And when it comes to analytics, so then kikira, our minds are like trying to put our finger into hard wax. It doesn't go so well. And we forget things compared to them. Well, it's so easy come, easy go when it comes to our learning. It's like sticking your finger into a castle. It's easy in, easy out, right? That's the way information works with us, the Talmud says. In kol zeh, nonetheless, those earlier generations who were so much greater than we were, Rabbi Yossi shenimuko imo asa chibur al zeh. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, who is known as the great Rabbi Yossi, that he always has his sources with him, and that's why the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in many, many places in the Shas. He compiled a work about history, Vikra'o Seder Olam, and he named his work Seder Olam, that's the famous Seder Olam Rabbah, right? Era shekitel me'od, ke'adai ladorotem, but he wrote it in a very short version because that was all they needed in those generations. Aval bedor ani bedat, but in our generation that's impoverished of intelligence, mechamat nega tzarat, meribuy tzarot, zulezu tzorot. We have such afflictions. We have one after another. They're chasing after us. Milchamot ha'atzumot, misim ha'arnonot, v'tirdot ha'mzonot. We have all these great wars, the crusades all around us, the taxes, the land tax, the head tax, and all the worries we have to invest our strength in making ends meet. V'kulmi be'ogmat nefesh, v'horaknu me'gola el gola. And we've been encased in sorrow, and we've been poured from exile to exile. Korosh lachole, all heads have been struck. All people are ill. V'tovot hazman chalfu imaniyot eiva, and the good that time could have offered has passed with the poverty that comes from enmity. He's talking about the enmity of the nations to the Jewish people. V'nistemu maynot hachochma uvina. And our wellsprings of wisdom and understandings have been closed. Lo dai b'tzara shenechtam v'nestam shvilei yam ha'shas. Ki gam b'torah v'nedi'im v'ktubim ashal mika ben chamesh imu ben shivim en bo mamash. Bad enough that we don't begin to know Talmud, he says. But at least Tanakh. 5 years old, you're supposed to start learning the Tanakh. He says a guy could be 70 years old and he still doesn't know it the way he should. And people are like a blind man in the dark trying to find their way around. The intomal chavecha shehaman kadam lechalkal veiman. If you tell your friends that Haman came before Chalkal and Haman, kepeti leval davar yamin, he's going to look at you like you're a fool. He doesn't know what you're talking about. V'yanech avecha amin, and he'll tell you, yeah, you're right. V'zerach kadam leterach, you'll tell people Zerach came before Terach. So Zerach was a descendant of Yehuda. Terach was Abraham's father. Yomar matzati egozei perach. People will say, oh, finally I found someone intelligent, some cherished nuts. Meaning, people won't know that you're saying something foolish. V'dutun lo natan, yomar baruch hamadan noten. If you tell people Yudutun came before Yonatan, so they'll say, blessed is the one who gives intelligence. See, he's saying no one knows Jewish history. You quote names from Tanakh, people don't know when Yedutun lived, people don't know when Haman lived, people don't know when Chalkal, Dara. In this impoverished generation, impoverished of knowledge, if a person only knows how to write, put together the letters, if you're only literate, so then they say, ah, you're a rabbi, you're an important person. And someone who knows the simple halacha, that something prohibited that gets mixed with 60 times the volume gets permitted, everyone considers him an old wise man. And like someone so smart that when he talks everyone should be silent. People think he must be a great Kabbalist because he knows one halacha. So that's why I had to write this work, Sedra Dorot. The first section goes from Adam to the beginning of the generations of the Mishnah, of the Tanaim. Sedra Tanaim Amorim Rabbanan Sabrai Vagonim Mechol Mechabrei HaPoskim Dor Achar Dor. And I include the Tanaim, the Amorim, the Rabban Sabaroi, the Gaonim, and all the different composers of all the different generations of Drot HaTanaim Amorim, Mi'emarav Talmido, O Chaver Uven Gilo. And in the generations of Tanaim and Amorim, I tell you who's the teacher, who's the disciple, who were friends, and who were of the same age. Ve'im Ata Kevin Chacham Tishal, I guess we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time. Ve'im Ata.